Hello all, and welcome to episode number 3 of Zach's Tech Talk Tuesday. My name is Ryan McQueenie. I'm a content writer here at Zach's. And as a reminder, Tech Talk Tuesday is our brand new show for all of our tech-focused investors. Remember to subscribe and leave a rating on iTunes if you enjoy the show. Today we are going to be talking about Nintendo and its latest console release, the Nintendo Switch. Released on March 3rd, the Switch is Nintendo's 7th major in-home video gaming console, and the new system promises to have plenty to offer for both casual and hardcore gamers. So here's the first thing to know about the Switch. Nintendo considers it a hybrid console, meaning that it can operate as both a stationary in-home device as well as a mobile system. So a tablet-like device can slide into a docking system for at-home play, but the tablet can also be picked up and taken on the go. So when you pick up the console and take it on the go, you attach it to the Joy-Con controllers that kind of power all of the flexibility that we have with the Switch. It's really the Joy-Con controllers are really the kind of key piece of technology here. They have a motion sensing technology. Obviously, if you remember back to the infamous Wiimote controllers, and then they continued that kind of motion control based technology into the Wii U. They can be used as standalone motion sensing, motion tracking controllers, similar to the old Wiimotes. They can also, as I said, attach to the side of the tablet and give you this kind of on-the-go, tablet-like, almost kind of like a, you know, thinking of Nintendo's other systems, the 3DS. It's a much larger screen, obviously, but it is then a mobile gaming console. And the Joy-Cons also can attach to a gamepad grip thing that makes it feel like a more traditional gaming remote as far as size and shape for when you are playing in-home games. The Switch retails for $299 in the United States. As we'll touch on later, though, it might be hard to get your hands on one at that price right now. But before we talk about sales, let's just talk about where Nintendo is at. As a company, we are long since removed from the glory days of the original Wii, which through the end of 2016 has sold over 100 million units worldwide. And Nintendo just hasn't quite been on the top of its console game recently. The Wii U, which debuted in late 2012, has sold just 13.5 million units through the end of 2016, putting it well below the Xbox One and the PS4. It's competitors as far as current gen systems. The Xbox One and the PS4 have sold 26 million and 52 million units respectively. Putting on my critical hat for a bit, I'm not sure I would have been too stoked about the Switch upon its announcement. Raised some eyebrows. Early reviews about its mobile performance and battery life weren't super hot. As investors, we weren't too excited about the Switch. And I think, you know, from a more, you know, if we take a step away from performance for one second, just from a more kind of motivational standpoint, I think a lot of people were kind of questioning why consoles right now. Sony, obviously, as I just said, with the PS4 sales dominating the console market, the PC gaming market is probably the strongest it has ever been. Tough competition in basically every corner of the industry. I think a lot of investors were saying, why not roll with the momentum of Super Mario Run's debut on the App Store? Maybe go full force into mobile gaming, smartphone gaming. Maybe try to focus on more throwback-oriented ideas like the NES Classic, a replica version of the company's original NES system that has been in such hot demand that there's basically a worldwide shortage of the device right now. As I said, you might have a hard time getting your hands on the Switch. It's in dang near impossible to get your hands on an NES Classic right now. I think I just recently read a headline that was Amazon just got 150 of them in stock, and that's like great news for people wanting them. And so anyway, moving on, though, that was I think kind of my motivational critique was just, it seems like an interesting time to reinvest in a console. However, you know, it sounds like I'm arguing with myself a little bit here. I'm wrong. That critique did not hold up, at least in the early days of sales. And I think that this has a lot to do with an underestimation of the appeal of Nintendo's legendary titles. And I'm definitely impressed with what I've seen so far sales-wise. So according to Nintendo of America president Reggie Fils-Aimé, who recently spoke with tech commentator Katie Linendahl, Nintendo is seeing record-high U.S. sales for the Switch. Fils-Aimé said, quote, "So now we have data for the U.S. 5 days in. It continues to be the best-selling system we've ever had in the United States," end quote. So let me repeat that for you. 5 days in, the Switch is the best-selling American console debut Nintendo has ever had. Looking elsewhere, in Spain, the console sold about 45,000 units in its first 3 days of availability, making it the most popular console debut in the country's history. By comparison, the PS4, when it debuted in Spain, sold less than 8,000 units in a comparable time span. And sure, that's just two markets. It doesn't touch on other key markets, such as Nintendo's home country of Japan. But the company definitely looks like it's on pace to reach its opening month sales goal of 2 million units. Yes, that is right. Nintendo wants to sell 2 million units by the end of March. And it looks like they probably will, if not more. So let me throw in another kind of shocking detail for you. The Nintendo Switch debuted with what I would call a handful of available games in the US. Was definitely not the deepest of launch day libraries, and that was probably one of the most negative critical responses to the device. Nevertheless, many more are on the way. Over 100 titles from 70 different developers are slated to be released in 2017, and that is a good sign for Nintendo, which notoriously struggled to get third-party developers on board with its previous Wii U system. But if I had to put my finger on exactly why Nintendo's Switch is selling so well right off the bat, not just selling well, selling at a record-breaking pace, I would say it comes down to one game, The Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild. Breath of the Wild is the 19th game in the main Zelda series, and this franchise is one of the objectively most recognizable names in video gaming history. I don't care if you're a gamer or not, you know about my boy Link in the Zelda series. Breath of the Wild has been hailed for its open world environment and high definition visuals. It is, simply put, a beautiful, expansive game. It has received universal acclaim from video gaming critics. Multiple publications have already declared it one of the best games of all time. I think that might be jumping the gun a little bit. It's been out for a few weeks now. But it does currently sit on the top 20 overall on the overall all-time video games list on Metacritic. I will say the game also debuted on Wii U, so it is not a Nintendo Switch exclusive. But it seems to be a driving force for those who have never bothered to make the upgrade to Wii U to finally get an upgrade to the current Nintendo console. So yeah, tell me, have you purchased a Switch yet? Does Breath of the Wild make you want to get out there and get a Switch? Are you waiting for more games? Are you waiting for maybe the November holiday discount? Did you try to get a Switch and your local store was sold out? Let me know. I want to hear from you. And if you want to hear me talk about any other stories from the tech world, shoot me an email at podcast@zacks.com. You can also check out all of our other exclusive audio content at zacks.com/podcasts. And again, if you enjoyed this, remember to subscribe and leave us a rating on iTunes. Thank you again for joining us, and we will see you next time on the Zacks Tech Talk Tuesday podcast.